Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
As I said, this is a big week high school football-wise. Last week, we kind of slept through it a little bit in anticipation of what the brackets would be. It's kind of turned into the NCAAs now, because last week when they revealed them, you know, even though most teams knew which teams would be in, it's just where they were going to be playing. And certainly this has turned into a big atmosphere now, and everybody talking about it. And that's a great thing, because starting on Thursday around the state of Florida, we will play football, and just like the seven classes that will head to Pitbull Stadium, then the rural and the FIT rural and the FIT and all these teams. We call it the NIT now. It's like the NIT of basketball. A lot of these teams getting a couple of extra chances to play. But it all begins on Thursday, and I know one person who can't wait for it to start, because he's worked so hard to kind of develop all these different formulas to make everybody happy, or most people happy. And that's Craig Damon, the executive director of the FHSA. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Craig, thanks so much for taking the time. The second season is only 2 days away, and I know you're excited.
I'm very excited, Larry, and glad to be a part of your show tonight.
It's, you know what, and with all the teams that are still, you know, as we sit here on November 11th, still alive, and due to, you know, you and the committee, you know, adding the FIT, the extra, which we call the NIT. We've been calling it the NIT for basketball. But, you know, whatever it is, because it gives a lot of these teams maybe who didn't achieve, you know, district championship status, or, you know, at least to qualify, you know, for the state series. They still get an opportunity to play football for another couple of weeks. Let's talk about that first, you know, adding extra games, extra teams, extra division this year. What was behind that? Was that because a lot of teams may have still, you know, may not have or have come close and, you know, felt, hey, listen, we'd still like to be playing?
Yes, I mean, we had several teams over the years that get there and miss out by a point or two in the rankings as far as qualifying as an at-large, and just try to find a way to reward those schools and give those student athletes another opportunity to have postseason play. I mean, it's a great opportunity for some of our schools and our student athletes that have not had the opportunity to participate in postseason, and just to try to revive the sport of football, you know, where in some areas it may not be what it used to be, but just try to bring some excitement back to the sport of football in the state of Florida.
Yeah, and also you do that with the rural division as well, because, you know, a lot of people in South Florida don't really understand what that stretch is like from Tallahassee to Pensacola.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
And all the smaller communities in between that kind of, you know, that Friday nights are everything to them. The Wewahitchkas, the Liberty Counties, and, you know, areas like, you know, in the panhandle of Florida. And then obviously throughout, you know, suburbs of Ocala and Gainesville and into those areas, having the rural championships are extremely positive too. And you've given them their kind of their own little forum, having their own venue at the Villages as a championship destination. Talk about that as well.
The Villages and Richard Pettis, they're a great host there, especially with the majority, probably 90% of our schools being north of the Villages there, besides, you know, three or four that are in a rural area that are below that area. It just made sense to have it in a rural type environment, to have that game there in a nice stadium. And we've had great turnout. I mean, when those rural schools, when they play home games, the whole community comes out. It's a community affair. It's usually sometimes a highlight of the week for the community on a Friday night to be there at a home game to cheer on the local kids. So tried to bring that same type atmosphere, you know, to move the rural championship down to Miami when, like I said, 95% of our schools are nowhere near that area. It was not the thing. And talk with some of the schools, they wanted it to be, you know, at least Central Florida or northern, you know, farther north, just because that represents more of the rural areas. And then being in a large city somewhere, a big stadium, they like that small, intimate setting and that type of more of a community type atmosphere.
Yeah, and then schools like Hawthorne, which is outside of Gainesville, and certainly Madison County, which is between Lake City and Tallahassee area. Those are two programs that have thrived over the last couple of years. Both of them played for titles the last few years. Certainly Price Harris took over for Coach Co, and Price obviously knows that area as well, and gives those communities. And a lot of people don't understand, but a lot of those, you know, the Trentons of the world and the cross cities and places like that, that's their lifeline. That's their Friday night. That's whatever, you know, back when I first started this, some of the big games, I mean, you could rob a bank and everything else in Suwannee County when Live Oak Suwannee played against Lake City Columbia. And that was it. I mean, that game pretty much, I mean, that you could be 0-9 and win that game and have bragging rights. So those small communities are, you know, it's all essential. And you know that as well as I. Yep. You know, you grew up in, you know, in the North Florida area. So you can identify with that. As we're speaking with Craig Damon, the FHSAA executive director, Craig, also, you know, you take a look at the big schools and classes 1A through 7A, which the destination will be Pitbull Stadium last year, obviously a success for a lot of people. We are saying it's not an easy ride, obviously, if you're a panhandle team or you're from Jacksonville, but it seemed to, you know, in the final game when Jacksonville Reigns played against Miami Northwestern, I mean, it was a record crowd, a lot of people, a lot of interest. Talk about year one at Pitbull Stadium.
Year one, not knowing what to expect, you know, headed down to Miami. I know in the past when we've been, the championships have been at the Orange Bowl, there was large crowds there just because there's always going to be a team from South Florida, or several teams from South Florida in that championship game. So you count on those local folks coming out to support their teams. And knew that, anticipated that we'd have a large crowd at a few of those games, but nowhere near what we, you know, had for that last game on Saturday night between Northwestern and Reigns. So that, you know, learned from that a little bit, and we'll be a little bit better prepared for it this year as far as making sure we have the number of gates and, you know, entrances into the stadium with the number of workers and so forth there. But super excited. I mean, Coach Simmons coming in last year, you know, opened up the doors for us, and now he's been there a year on staff and so forth, has been very hospitable and welcoming to us again, and they do a great job there. So anytime, you know, for our schools in 1A through 7A, have the opportunity to play on a Division One, you know, FBS campus inside that stadium. You know, it's an opportunity that probably 90-95% of our kids won't ever get that experience to do. But to have that ability to play a championship game in a stadium like that, in an environment like that, and knowing, you know, there's college coaches there, Coach Simmons and his staff there, it's a memory that they can carry with them for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and it kind of helped that the first year that Coach Simmons' hometown area, Gadsden County, was there. So that, I mean, you know, him growing up in that community and knowing a lot of those people, obviously, and, you know, he felt great, you know, as far as seeing them. But at the same time, you've got to be pretty happy and proud of what the product that you bring in. You have a program like St. Thomas Aquinas, and I don't know how people can't comprehend, but they're six-time defending state champion. I mean, you know, you as a football coach for many years, just to get to the state title game once, just one time, and you talk about it for, you know, your entire life. And then you look at Shaman Abadan, who set a record this year. If they get to the state championship game, it'll be their ninth consecutive appearance. I mean, people like that, you know, and teams like that and programs like that, I mean, they're hard to build. I mean, they really are. Takes a lot from everybody involved. And then you have your programs that get there for the first time, like West Boca Raton last year and winning a state title. And, you know, we have a lot of listeners to our show that live up in that area. And I mean, and then you look at Venice, a program that has been the state championship game three straight years and won last year as a 7A program. And, you know, you have your programs like last year, you know, Coco, three-time defending state champion. And the great part of all this, too, is that a lot of this year there's going to be a lot of opposition. There's a lot of really good football teams up and down, you know, from where Frank Beasley has done an awesome job up at Choctaw and Fort Walton Beach and are in Panama City area. But you look at a lot of these programs and a lot of these teams, and you see a lot of these players after these games go on to college, go on to the NFL, and you get an opportunity to see a lot of them. Talk about that, because that's got to make you feel, you know, as not just an administrator, but somebody who is a coach, you have to feel pretty good that a lot of our product are showing up around the country.
It feels great, especially every summer and winter meetings when we go to our national meetings and conferences. You know, we get to talk about football. You know, no one wants to hear about Florida, but I make sure that folks know that, you know, football in the state of Florida is the best in the country. And each year after year, we continue to produce the talent that not only play well at the high school level, but also take to the next level and perform. And if you look at the NFL rosters, the first round picks year in and year out, there's numerous Florida products that are, you know, regardless of what college they go to, but they originated there, started a high school career, and finished their high school career in Florida, and have gone on and are doing extremely well. So very proud of those athletes having that opportunity to take their game to the next level, but also to possibly provide a career and take care of their family and have a livelihood based on the talents that they were blessed with.
Good stuff. Craig, I can't thank you enough. It all begins on Thursday. We'll end here in Miami on that Saturday with when we know the complete schedule, we'll let everybody know. But in between, there's going to be a lot of great football. Again, thanks so much. I know you have a busy schedule. Enjoy your trip out west there, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
Good stuff. Craig Damon, the FHSA executive director, great guy, knowledgeable. I was telling Trevor before, I mean, he's climbed every rung from teacher to coach. Now he's the executive director. And so he knows what everybody's going through. And obviously it's a good thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.